day of this weekend. I mean, I love them so much that I have to give them away right here on the show tonight. Essential oils from Young Living. You'll love them, I promise. Well, hello, and welcome back. It's Tuesday, and you're here. Hello, and welcome back. It's Tuesday, and you're here with me for another live. It's absolutely live, Ken Bogle. Thank you for joining me. I hope you can hear me just fine. We had a little bit of trouble getting on with a Blog Talk Radio and making sure that our guest could hear us, but as I know it now, Robert is texting her to find out if she can hear me. So we'll have and make sure that you can hear me too. Because that's a very important part of having a radio show. I should think that the people should be able to hear you. Okay, so if you are a listener to the show and you have met me here before, welcome back. And if this is your first time, I really don't know where you've been, and because all of your friends are here. And we've all been missing you. We're glad you could make it. Come on in, grab a spot, and get some oils and get lathered up. I'm not even kidding, kids. I smell fabulous. I'm had a little anxiety about going about my day, so I did my prayer room this morning, got myself centered and focused. I used a little stress away, and it really helped get me in that good vibe feeling for the day, kept me all supported and feeling fabulous about what is going to be probably the best thing ever, which is having my best friend of 13 years and a Young Living Oils representative call into my show. My girlfriend Jacqueline, I talk about her to you as Jack. She is a Young Living Oils representative, and she's already on the phone. She's holding as we speak, my fabulous friend Jack. Well, what else are we going to do? Like I said in the introduction, we're going to give some of the oils away. How can you win them? Well, stick around to find out, because it's really not that complicated, but I haven't quite decided on the exact hashtag yet, so let's see how that goes. But we're going to give away some samples, and there's a bunch of them too, and we'll go through what those are, and we'll talk to Jack about some of the benefits of using these oils. And as always, we'll do Tales from a Tarot Card Reader. This week, of course, we'll read from the blog, the newest blog of mine, which has been well received. Thank you all very much. On tarotbyken.com. So, you know what? I'm going to pull that up and we're going to get started. Stick around. I'll be right back. Yes, indeed, lover. We are all settled in. We're all having a good time, and I'm glad that you could make it. I want to talk about my latest blog and how much you all loved it. I am so terrified of blogging. I'm an orator. Is that the word? I'm a speaker. Like, not in this moment, but I'm usually really good with words. I hate writing them down. I wrote a few kids' books once, and I wrote a horror novel, and nobody bought them, so I'm very timid now about the written word. It intimidates me. But I put down this week's blogle pretty good. It was entitled Price Increases, because I had a girlfriend I was reading for say, "You know, Ken, I really appreciate what it is that you do for me. And I love the time that we get to spend together. And it means a lot to me. And your service is pretty remarkable and profound in my life. I would like to pay you more money. Now, immediately I go, well, I love that, because who doesn't, right? We all do. But I said to her, I just think that what it is that I do for people, it shouldn't be exclusively for people that have like expendable incomes. It's more of something that people, everyone should get to experience. Not to be narcissistic about it, but I do know the difference between a person who is getting to enjoy something like a tarot card reading that has beneficial information in it, and then somebody who's just feeling like they're lost and have no direction and they're misguided. I mean, there's quite a difference. So everyone should have access to that. That's not for rich, wealthy people. It should be for everybody. So, like I said in the blog, absolutely no price increase coming up for the foreseeable future. But, however, I do get that a lot, and I love it. I think, well done, Ken, pat myself on the back every time someone says, you really should raise your prices. It gives me a tickle absolutely everywhere. But to satisfy that, I think instead of raising the prices, the most appropriate thing to do would be open up the tip line. Now, the line has always been an option. I could have turned it on from day one. But I don't like the idea of making people feel that I expect it, because I don't. I have prices set that I'm very happy with, and that, if it's a special price between me and you're very happy with your price. I don't want you to feel any kind of, oh, yet another service provider that I have to tip. That's not the case. However, if you feel like I did a really good job for you, then feel free to express it if you are financially able. Now, some of you are on a financial budget with me in terms of what it is you can spend in your household. So I know that I want you all to know I'm not expecting any of you all to be giving me a tip. If you do, then we need to have a conversation about what the word budget means. But any kind of gratuity you add to your thing is totally up to you, and I totally appreciate it, and it means a lot. And I just can't I just can't have you all thinking that it's something I'm demanding or even expect. In the blog, I said the best thing I can do is give you the best readings I can for the best price I can, and for as long as that stays true, I think it's a successful business for me. Doing what you love, loving what you do, and feeling good about the price that you provide it to others, I think that's really what it's about. Nobody likes a price gouge. Nobody. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk about these essential oils. I'm going to do some diffusing on the break, put a little stress away in, chillax, and when we come back, we'll welcome to the show for the first time this season, my girlfriend Jack. Okay, so you have heard me talk about her for years, for ages, because she's been my bestie for quite some time. But she is now a Revolutionary with Young Living. You saw her this weekend teaching us how to take our Young Living oils and make bath salts. She's my favorite gal. Jack, welcome to the show, Jacqueline. Thank you for coming on.
Hi, Kenny. Thank you for having me on. I'm really excited.
I am too. And the reason I'm so excited is I am living life with these essential oils, and I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
I'm so glad. I know it took you a while, almost a year. But you finally hopped on the oily train, as me and the husband like to call it. So we are so, so joyed for you and Rob. You're just going to love them more and more every day.
I absolutely love them. Okay, let me break it down. I rub them all over my body, especially the bottoms of my feet. It feels amazing. I inhale them with the inhalers that we made using those really cute little things that you brought us at the Take and Make. And then I have been drinking them in my coffee. I have been drinking them in my water. I bathed the dog yesterday and rubbed him down. I mean, I'm telling you, this place smells and is fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. And it will only go from there. You'll be putting them on anyone and everyone who you can get your hands on before it's over with. That's what I do.
Well, that's the number one reason I'm not allowed in Arkansas, but that's another story for another time. So the thing I do love about what you said, and the thing I loved about these oils, and normally I would save like the big point for the end, but this to me must be said from the very beginning. And I think that we should talk about it before we talk about anything else. And it is this seed to seal approach that Young Living, these essential oils, uses to manufacture these oils. Can you talk a little bit about that process and give kind of a background to people who may be new to what it is Young Living does?
Yes, absolutely. So the seed to seal process is what basically made the decision for me with regards to going with Young Living. I had been using some store-bought oils, which now I know is just absolutely horrible, and that's probably why, you know, nothing was really happening. And then I was introduced to Young Living by a friend, spent some time researching, which I encourage everyone to do. Do your own research. Don't take my word for it. Don't take Kenny's word for it. Do your own research, and you will find the same. But the seed to seal process means that we control every step of the entire process. We choose the seeds. We plant those seeds on our own farms or on our partner farms, which we monitor every single day to make sure that they adhere to our specifications. We harvest the plant material. We then take it straight to a distillery, so there's no in-between time. There's no traveling from one side of the world to another where, you know, the plant material could degrade, lose all those awesome constituents that we look for in essential oils. And then it goes straight from the distilling process to bottled. We put a cap on it, and it comes straight to us. Another thing that makes it really, really special is that you can come to all of our farms and visit us and actually participate in that process. So that's very cool. That is unique to only Young Living. You know, we go with 100% transparency, and that is a reflection of it. Call us up. We'll send you an address, and you can go to any farm in the world, which is just awesome. I can't wait to go myself to our farm in Utah in November.
Well, that is, I look forward to pictures of that. Utah, I think, from the pictures I've seen already in the brochures and things and on their website, I mean, that farm alone just looks like a great way to spend some time getting to know the product. And the reason I bring up the seed to seal first is because above anything else, I demand, and you all know it's true, I demand quality. If I am using something, I want it to be the best. If I am ingesting something, aside from Diet Coke and an occasional cigarette, you know, I make sure it's the best. But even those are named brands, so we'll move on. But I just think that the seed to seal to me said quality, and that to me was the first thing that got my attention. The second thing that really got to me was that it's safe for people and dogs and those around you. It's not like something that you've got to be worried about toxins and this, that, and the other thing. Now, is it truly that safe, Jack?
Yes, they are truly that safe. And just to touch back a bit what you were saying with regards to the seed to sill and the quality, that is 100% what it stands for. So we know that the oils that we get from Young Living are 100% pure. They are unadulterated, which means they have not been touched by, you know, any other substances. There are no chemicals, there are no additives, and all of those things you are going to find in any other essential oil that you buy. I don't care what company it is. I don't care what their fancy slogan or marketing says. They, number one, aren't making their own oils. They're buying them from a broker. So you can rest assured with Young Living and knowing that it is, you know, 100% safe to do all of those things, to put on your skin, to put on your children, to put on your pets, you know, to diffuse, to ingest. So when you hear Kenny and I talk about doing those things, this is only with Young Living essential oils. Don't run out to the grocery store and buy a bottle of lavender oil and drop it in your tea and think, oh, this is going to be amazing, because it's not. You're going to be doing some real harm. So keep that in mind, too. This is only referring to Young Living essential oils.
That is a very good point. I thank you, and my lawyers in Boca Raton thank you. Bernie and Dick, they're very pleased that you said that. We'd like to make sure that we reiterate that because, and I'll be honest, I have, you know me, I go to mystical paranormal fairs, I go to conventions. There are oils everywhere. You could turn a corner and hit an oil salesman, and they're all lovely, and they all have really great slogans. However, mm-hmm. I would not under any circumstance put any of it in my body until I looked up, researched, and went to a Young Living oils class, which we did with you. That's when I realized, okay, these are the only oils I can truly trust to be as pure, as healthy, as safe, and even be able to put them in my body. So, it's only Young Living oils that we can say that with. But we took Frazier, my dog Frazier, you all have seen him on my social media. He is a pleasure to bathe at any period in time. He loves to bath. But we put a little Stress Away in a diffuser, which we got at the class, and they're available online. It just seemed like it made the experience even better for him. He just basically laid in Rob's arms is the only way to describe it. I've never seen a dog just relaxed, you know. It's just not a terrible experience for him, but it made it so much better, seemingly.
Yeah, absolutely. I always add a drop of lavender essential oil to, we have two dogs as well, and I always add a drop of lavender essential oil to their shampoo, and I really need to video it because, honestly, when we are bathing them, it's all they can do to keep their eyes open. Their heads are nodding, and it's like, you know, they're at the world's best spa, which is really just mom's sink. But to them, they just absolutely love it. We use the oils on our dogs all the time. We use it to help keep, you know, the pesty outdoor annoyances away. We use it for the exact same thing, Stress Away when we're traveling, just to help them, you know, travel better and feel safer, more comfortable in any kind of, you know, upsetting environment. Animals, just like humans and children, respond very, very well to essential oils, and you can use them in much the same way. The only exception is cats. If any of you guys out there have cats, I used to be a huge cat person, still am. My dogs don't like them, so that's why I don't have one any longer. But cats are completely different than any other species on this planet. So if you are going to use essential oils and you do have a cat, there are a lot more cautionary guidelines that you have to follow. So again, this is where the research comes into play. So you'll really, really want to research, have some excellent resource materials before you use your oils on cats, because it's a totally different ballgame with them.
You know, I love cats, but I'm terrible. Jack will tell you, I'm so allergic to cats, it's ridiculous, but I think they're beautiful. And for that reason, I'm glad she really said that. So make sure, especially Kelly, one of our listeners and our friend and client and blogger and all that. She has two of the most beautiful cats in the world. So, girl, if you win these oils, you got to make sure you read the stuff that on the website. Now, let's talk about the lemon oil, specifically the lemon oil. I heard that you can use lemon oil and another one, thieves. You can use lemon oil and thieves to actually clean in your house. Now, is that true?
Yes, that is very true. You can DIY and make your own cleaning supplies using lemon oil and thieves oil and something so simple as vinegar, distilled water, and actually vodka, which, you know, most people like to have that in their house. So you could do a little cleaning, spritz it in the air, walk through it, have a fun time while you're cleaning. But you can also, if you're not big into the DIY or you just simply don't have the time, we have a whole line of products that are, we call it our Thieves line of products. And they're, in addition to having the Thieves essential oil in them, they also have that lemon essential oil. And you can clean, I have one bottle, and literally clean every surface in our home. From ceilings to floors. I have a Pilates studio downstairs. I clean my mats. I clean my rollers. Sometimes I'll add the Thieves cleaner to the dog shampoo if they're really dirty and really stinky and really gross. Just a little bit. I'll add a little bit of Thieves cleaner to their shampoo. It's amazing, the Thieves line and the Thieves and lemon in general. And like Kenny said, too, you know you're not getting those toxins. You know, you can walk on it. You can ingest it. You can spray it all over yourself. You can spray it all over your kids, your dogs, and you can rest easy knowing not only are you not harming them, but you're actually boosting yours and their immune system with Thieves, because that's what it was formulated for, to be a support to our immune system. So that's a really awesome benefit.
I'm using the Thieves in the diffuser in our house. I'm using, well, actually, Rob, partner, husband, he's doing this cocktail of, it's like Thieves, and sometimes he'll put Stress Away or maybe some lavender in it. And we're using that in addition to taking our vitamins on a regular basis and actually eating better than we've ever eaten before, you know, proper diet and exercise. And I cannot look forward, I mean, I can't tell you how much I look forward to having the impact that I expect to get from it and the way I already feel about Thieves and using it, especially as a diffusing oil.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. Thieves, aside from cleaning, and you can Google this, you can, you know, any kind of search option, you can put in Thieves essential oil and the word mold, and it Thieves oil is the only thing in the whole entire world that you can diffuse and spray on mold, and we're talking the deadly black mold, the kind that they have people evacuate their homes for. You can spray it directly on it and diffuse it in the area, and it literally eats and digests and kills the deadly black mold. So, you know, you can hire these mold remediators to come in. Well, guess what? They're going to use these chemical-filled, toxin-filled products to get rid of this, you know, deadly black mold. And chances are it's going to come back because none of those chemical, synthetically made agents can truly eradicate the mold. Thieves essential oil does. So it's awesome that you guys are diffusing it. It is the number one thing I keep going downstairs, again, in my studio because it is below level, you know, and it's damp and it's, you know, all of these things. And so it just really helps to keep the air fresh and clean and mold-free, which is really important for our immune system.
Well, just because we've spoke so much about Thieves, I'm going to include my Thieves sample packets in the sample packet giveaway we're going to do tonight. I was, in my infinite selfishness, going to keep them to myself, but I am going to now include them. So let's talk about the one thing that I've really, really, really enjoyed, which is using the frankincense. I enjoyed using the frankincense during my gongyo, during my meditative practice that I do. I absolutely love it. It's an experience that I really think has to be experienced, not really even described. You just kind of need to use it. I don't know if others are using it that way. Jacqueline, maybe you can tell me. Are people using the frankincense during spiritual practices or because it's amazing.
That is it's most historical yeast, actually. You know, frankincense has been around for thousands and thousands of years. It's been used in all ancient forms of worship, in temples, in cleansing ceremonies. You know, it's still used today in various religious practices, meditation. You know, it's a great, great essential oil. It actually has the ability, and there aren't many substances in the world that can do this, but frankincense and several other essential oils have the ability to cross our blood-brain barrier. So, you know, by diffusing it, or you can put it directly on what we call our third eye, which is, you know, the little spot right in between your eyes on your forehead. It's going to go into your bloodstream, and it's actually going straight to your brain. And it really produces a soothing atmosphere, a soothing feeling, and helps to ground you and really just helps to open up your mind. And that's another great thing about the essential oils. You know, we think of them for cleaning. We think of them for all of these different supports for our different body systems. But one of the other major ways that we use essential oils is for our emotional and mental support as well. It really helps to open us up. It helps to free us of negative thoughts. It helps to give us motivation, just all of these different ways. So they, you know, one oil such as frankincense is also great to promote healthy skin. So you're putting it on your face, you're getting that benefit from it, but you're also getting the benefit, you know, to your mental and emotional self as well. So they don't just support us and affect us in one way. They, you know, they are helping us in multiple ways with one application. It's amazing, and it's the world's best kept secret, and I'm so glad that you're helping us get the word out there, because it needs to be a secret no longer. Everyone needs essential oils in their life. It's just, they're life-changing.
Now, listen, I thank you for that, but I have to say it's my pleasure, because after just a few days of use, I can't find a single negative in my life. In fact, to be completely honest, I have to tone myself down, because I just could go on forever about them. I would just go on forever. I had just a remarkable experience using them in my meditative practice. And for that reason, I am keeping all of the frankincense to myself. That I'm going to keep. Okay, lover, I am going to go ahead and give some of these oils away. Let me talk about what I'm going to include.
How exciting.
Right? What we're going to include in this is a packet of the Thieves. That's 100% pure, therapeutic-grade essential oil blend from Young Living. You're going to get the Thieves. You're going to get the peppermint. Now, let me give you a little word about the peppermint. Use it how you see fit, but put a little bit of that in your coffee, especially for our friends who enjoy a little bit of Christmas time every now and then. Dustin would love that. Now, that's going to be a peppermint, and then you're going to get Peace and Calming. Peace and Calming is another really great blend that's included. And finally, for you to use as you in your diffuser, which I highly suggest you purchase, we're going to include the lavender. And you're going to get all of those. How are you going to get them? You can get them by going to Twitter right now and typing @KenBogle. I want them. #YoungLiving. That's it. Just go to the Ken Bogle Twitter this second and just write right in there. @KenBogle. I want those oils. #YoungLiving. And I'm going to send them to you with a little bit of information on how you can get them in your life, as well as an autographed thank you card for participating. Jacqueline, thank you very much for being on the show, lover. I love you.
Thank you so much. I love you too, you guys. Post, and ####. This will be the best freebie that you will ever win in your entire life. So get those fingers tapping on your screens. Thank you so much. I so enjoyed it. I'm glad that you are loving your oils, and I will talk to you very soon. Love you.
Okay. I love you too, babe. Bye. It's no joke. It's absolutely no joke. So go ahead right now, get onto the Twitter. I'm going to play a little music and give you time to get that started, and then we'll go through and see who won, okay? So let's take a little break. Be right back. Well, let's just talk about it. Let's talk about it. Absolutely everybody and their children are on the Twitter already. And I'm serious. That music is only 23 seconds long. You all burned it up. But we got to go by who did first. Okay, the first one would be Jenny Sutcher. Congratulations. I'll be tweeting you to get your address so that I can send these to you. And the second winner is Kelly Grotzi, lover. Congratulations. So that's the two winners of the therapeutic packets. Again, ladies, what you're going to get is some sample sizes. These will last you for a while, too, because a little dab will do you. I'm not joking. A little dab will do you. You're going to get the lavender, the peace and calming, the peppermint, and the thieves. Again, frankincense at my house. You can't have it. But I will tweet you to get your addresses so that I can send those to you. But let's real quick go through and see who else. Jennifer Kelly wanted them. Tina Kiker, Melissa Nicholson wanted them. You know what I'm going to do, ladies? I so think that these are great that I'm going to send you some cards, and I'm going to at least put a little bit of these oils on them, especially like the Stress Away and the lavender. I'm just going to love it. You're going to smell it. It's going to change your life. You're going to love it. And it's a signed thank you card for me. So frame that business. Frame it. So that's cool, right? Okay, so Tina, Melissa, Jennifer, you will not be left alone. I'll send you a thank you card for playing. And maybe we'll spritz a little oil on that business. I'm afraid my hippo holler just came out. I said oil. That's a mess. Okay, awesome. So I had a really good time this week. I had a really good time being here. We talked about some business, and we had some good times, gave away some stuff. I had a blast. And isn't Jacqueline fabulous? If you're not following her, do it. You can find them on Facebook. You can find her on Facebook. You can find the love, the Young Living Oils on Facebook. You can also go to yourrevoilutionaries.com, and I'll spell that for you, all one word, yourrevoilutionaries.com. You're welcome. That is fabulous. And you know, I did that without my glasses. I mean, the only thing different is that I'm diffusing oils. Now, I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just saying. This is just a fact. Okay, let's talk about next week's show. Okay, kids, let's talk about next week's show. Next week, we're cutting down the humor. Next week, we're going to talk about something that's really got a lot of my attention. I want to talk about your faith and the tarot. I want to talk about some stereotypes that my readings may help you break through and be able to receive the benefits of tarot. I may even help you deepen your faith through the use of tarot. Anyway, long and the short of it is, it gets brought up to me a lot. I can't do the tarot because I'm this religion or that religion, and I just think we need to talk about it. I think that we just need to discuss it because too many people are afraid, and they're denying themselves a great benefit. So that's that. Rub yourself down with lavender next week, kids. It's going to be a good time. We'll have to dance delicately then next Tuesday at 9. Let's do our shout-out, shall we? Should we do a shout-out? Okay. Mighty big list. Of course, we've got to thank all of you all for listening in. We've got to thank Jacqueline for being on our show. But I have a huge shout-out to my lover, Timmy Sims, this week, because Timmy Sims has been nothing but a friend of Ken Bogle since season 2. As soon as I met him, he just did nothing but jump on the bandwagon to support, and love me, and I have failed to give him a shout-out, and that's just unacceptable. So there's your shout-out, lover. You're welcome. Thank you for loving me. And then we got to thank Kelly Gertie, who did a fabulous Periscope last night. I'm sure you all watched it. I know you did, because I was in the room with you. Girl had some spoken word poetry like a boss. I was so proud of her. Good job, Kel Bell. I want to say shout out to Mama C. Carol, Melissa Nicholson, of course. Now, Melissa says that she will not be in the Ken Bogle group next week. And I'm a little sad about that. I'm a little sad. Mama C says, Carol says, I'll be there. I'm not missing it. And I love that. Thanks for doing that. Jenny, lover, thank you. My girlfriend Sherry, who took a quiz on Facebook that determined who her bestie or most loyal Facebook friend was. And it was me, of course. Duh. It was, of course. And it's terribly true. You know how accurate and scientifically proven those Facebook tests are. I mean, you can take them to the bank. My girlfriend, Tina, thank you very much. My Johnny girl. And my Holly. I have to say hello to Holly. Holly is the artist of my heart. She is on my books Thursday night for a tarot date, and I can't wait to talk to her. She is doing some amazing stuff for a cosplay costume. I think the theme is Jurassic World. The girl has been distressing leather. She spray painting things. I mean, I can't wait to talk to her. I love her always. She's a big friend of mine, very close friend, and I think a lot of her. And I'm just amazed. I saw her on Periscope doing some sketching. If you don't follow her on social media, you're only depriving yourself of something wonderful. You'll go find her, Holly. So I want to say a shout out to Eric, who is findable, locatable on the Instagram at SotoTaro. Now, he did that lovely post that I put up on Facebook and my social media today, but he also did a very, very touching post. I guess it was late last week. I had donated some money to help some of his friends out, or a girl that he had known, and anyway, it was a family who needed some help, and we decided to, they needed a roof patched on this RV that they've been living in. It's a terrible situation. They were so close to their goal, and I think it had a few days left, but I just wrote Eric and said, I can't sit here for three more days and watch these people think, am I going to have a new roof? That can't happen. So I sent down some stuff, me and hubby and Fraser. We sent down some cash. They got more than enough to make that happen for themselves. But that man, he just went on and on and on Instagram about me. So we have to do a huge shout out to him. And as always, I've got to thank my husband, who sits by my side and acts like everything I say is so freaking interesting when it actually... He's terribly lovely, and he's a sweet kid. He's very quiet, so this relationship works out. He's my biggest fan and biggest secret keeper. Only he knows more than the rest of you, but not everything. So meet me here. Oh, wait, stop. Let's talk real quick. Follow me on social media, at Ken Bogle on Twitter, at Ken Bogle on Periscope, at Ken Bogle on Instagram. Find me at Ken Bogle on Twitter, all of that, just at Ken Bogle. That's all me. And get in on that. If you're not following me, do follow, because I follow back and I actually participate in what you post. Having said that, I need to be reminded that Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's 9 Central, you get to Periscope, because I'm going to show you the space where I read where I do your tarot dates. I'm going to show you the table at which I read. I'm going to show you the candles that I burn. I may even show you how I shuffle your cards, how I cut them, what some of your spreads look like. All of that's going to happen Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Periscope. And we're going to call it Behind a Tarot Date. How fabulous is that? I could just take flight right out of here. That's so fabulous. That is just fantastic. Okay, so meet me here next week for another episode of Ken Bogle. And until then, take good care of yourselves. Take even better care of each other. Your happiness is indivisible from the happiness of those and everything around you. That's it. All right, see you next week. And as a little, you're welcome for joining me tonight. I want to play you a musical out from a song that I wrote, recorded, edited, and produced for Ken Bogle Season 1. This actually was Ken Bogle Season 1, Episode 1. It's called The Guitar, and it's my so long for tonight. See you here next week.